Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. With me. Come on, come on. All God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Do them up like this. Do them up like this. Come on. Here we go. Let's
I'm not.
you. We always get started with a nice, good, hearty song to get our spirits lifted. This is the fourth Sunday service, y'all. It's getting to be the end of February already. It's February the 25th, 2024, on Let's Do a Radio with Pastor Carl Beacham from the Praise Temple Ministries out of Little Rock, Arkansas. I am a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together, are the words from the song by Neo, featuring Fabulous, entitled Make Me Better. We can do things by ourselves, but as a group, the load is lightened. This evening, Pastor Carl Beacham will talk about how many members become one body, or are one body, taken from 1 Corinthians. So get this in your mind, 1 Corinthians 12 through 28. And 12 is, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body also, so also is Christ. So y'all can call in, tune in, join in, Skype in, be on the air, be on the World Wide Web. You can join in
the
chat room. You can do whatever you want to do. You can call in 845-241-9985, 845-241-9985. And you can sow a seed to keep Let's Do a Radio on the air to Cash App, $ANA, ISEVALCOUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or if you know my cell or my tell, you can always send it through Zelle. But I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais.co Designs, and now a number one best-selling author in the U.S. and the U.K., and I am broadcasting to you and welcoming you, the worldwide listening audience and congregation. So please put your hands together by giving Pastor Carl Beacham out of Little Rock, Arkansas, a warm and arousing hand, and come on now, applause as we welcome him to the first time. This is his last time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor Carl.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless everybody. Amen. And thank
Amen.
The Lord for this platform. Thank the Lord for you, Ms. Inez,
Thank
praise
you.
God, and for my friend, amen, inviting
yes,
me, praise God,
yes.
to be on, amen, the powerful, tremendous man of God, Reverend Ron Marshall, amen. God bless you, Reverend. Amen, praise God. Love you, and it ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen, 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 amen. Reverend Ron, would you do us a favor and grace us with the scripture, and Mother Perry, would you do a prayer for us?
Certainly.
Hey, glory.
Again, good evening, everyone, and so glad to
Amen.
Have you all on with us on this fourth Sunday service. Reverend Beacham
yes,
is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful pastor, wonderful friend, and a friend of the family for a long time, you know, but he's my friend.
Amen.
And enjoy him, and I know you are going to enjoy him as well. For our scripture, we're going to quote to you from the first Numbers of Psalms, verses 1 through 6. And it quotes as such, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in
yes.
the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law do he meditate day and night. And he shall
yeah.
be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf
yeah.
also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. For
yeah.
the ungodly are not so, but are like the calf, which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." And also, I just want to say,
Lord.
Pastor Beacham's wife, Sister Beacham, good evening, and She's such a great speaker as well. We're going to have her
Amen.
To come and share with us sometime in the future, okay? All right, thank
okay.
you.
Like amen, amen. I don't
Praise
know if Mother Beecham, Mother Beecham, I'm sorry, Mother Perry heard
That's
me.
Okay.
If she would pray, if she would pray, Mother Perry.
Yes. Father God, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. God, thank you for your people, Lord God. I pray to you and thank you for your joy and your peace, Lord God. And Father, we acknowledge you in all our ways, Lord God. We ask you to have your way in the service, Lord. Have your way in the speaker, oh God. Let him speak at the oracle of you, Lord God. We praise you and we thank you for your word that you're going to send on tonight, God.
Yes, Lord.
Open
yes,
up our
Lord.
Ears to hear what the Spirit of God say unto us. We praise you and we
yes.
thank you. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Mary.
Amen.
Mother Perry, and thank you, Reverend Ron, for that. We're going to hear I'm Sanctified, and then I'm going to introduce the man. It's going to be a short introduction because we want to hear what thus saith the Lord because it sounds like he's got a lot to say. I am sanctified. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I'm so glad I'm sanctified. Say,
oh, I'm so glad I'm sanctified.
Holy Ghost leading. I'm so glad I'm sanctified.
Holy Ghost. Jesus.
About 15 years, he's married to a beautiful woman of God whose name is Loretta, who I hear can preach probably just as mean as he can. This is and they've been married for 39 years. They have one daughter and seven grandchildren. Amen, amen,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
After we hear this next song by John P. Key, Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We're going to get to the word from Pastor Beecham. So let it be heard, the word. Amen.
Only can he save you, he can keep you.
Amen.
I need some young folk to say amen in here. Witness to some of those that don't believe that. There's another song with you. Give me a beat flat real quick. Greater is he that is in me. I am
greater, greater is he that is in me.
I want to choose one to learn this one. I like this one.
He that is in the world.
Let's sing it again. You gotta say, greater is he.
Greater is
the great one resides. The great one he is inside of me. And greater is he that is in me. Help me somebody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 I mean, but your order to go all the way outside of the
hospital. Thank you, Jesus.
It's in your hands, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to say giving honor to the Lord tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Who is the end of my life, praise God. To each and every one in their respective places, praise God, in your respective titles. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for the woman of God, amen, inviting me on the platform on tonight. Praise God. Let's
amen.
Do it radio. Let's
yes,
do it
sir.
Radio. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes,
my
sir.
First time ever hearing of it. Amen. But I thank
well,
and praise the Lord for my friend, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Reverend
I thank
Ron.
And praise the Lord for my friend, Reverend Ron. Amen. Invited me on tonight, praise the Lord, amen. And now that
amen.
I know, praise God, I'm going to be tuning in on the fourth Sunday night.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
every
the Lord.
Sunday night.
I'm believing God, praise God, if you're up to the task, amen, that you might get another Sunday night in besides just the fourth Sunday night. But
amen.
The task, I know, can be taxing. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I pray that God would give you the help that you need. Amen, in order
amen.
To get the job done, because this is a great work, amen.
Amen.
As long as you
amen.
Up to doing it,
God
is going to support it. Amen,
amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we
amen.
Thank and praise
amen.
God for you, Sister Inez. It's a pleasure and an honor to meet
thank
you tonight.
You.
I want to give honor to my
thank.
Lovely wife at my side, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I love her to life, praise the Lord. She is very instrumental, very instrumental. Amen. And me giving my life to the Lord, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not a novice. I'm not a novice at this thing.
No, no,
amen.
No,
we've been saved
no.
almost as long as we've been married, praise
hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Lord saved us as an early age. And this
yes.
is a testimony for somebody. The Lord
yes.
saved us as an early age, praise God. I
amen.
Think I was getting ready to turn 21, and she was getting ready to turn 20. And the Lord saved my wife first.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Mm. At an early age, 20 and 21, praise God, we had just gotten married.
Amen.
I think we got married in February of 1985, praise God.
Yes.
Amen. I couldn't hold out to Valentine's Day. I had to marry her the week before. I tried to hold out. Amen. Praise God. Valentine's Day, you know, is on the 14th, praise God. No, I had to go ahead on and marry her on the 8th of February. Amen.
Yeah.
So we just celebrated this month. We just celebrated 39
Amen.
Years.
Amen. Congratulations. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Later on that summer, praise God, well, I could say that fall around September, amen, in a revival, praise God, at a little sanctified church, amen,
mm-hmm.
praise God, the Lord saved my wife, amen, and filled her with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, she didn't know, she was raised up as a Catholic, praise God.
Amen. Mm.
She didn't know anything. She didn't know anything. She was just following my sister and my sister-in-law. Amen.
Right.
They
okay.
invited her to church, praise God. Amen. She was smoking, drinking, doing everything up under the sun, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We
Amen.
Were sinners. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And
we were doing what we were big enough to do.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So they just invited her, praise God, to come to the revival at that little sanctified church.
Yes.
Amen. And not only did the Lord save her that night, but the Lord filled her with the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
Amen. Praise God. Almost unheard of nowadays. But God is still saved.
Yeah.
God is still filling
Amen.
With the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, seek to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It is the keeper.
Yeah.
Amen. And she came home, praise God, and they had invited me, but I you know, I blamed it on I got to go to work early in the morning, so I can't go with y'all. And at that time, at that time, praise the Lord, you know, the saints, amen, when they had church, they had church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They might have got out of church at midnight. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe at midnight,
yeah.
praise God, if the Spirit until 1 o'clock in the morning, praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
They Spirit move, and they didn't cut the Spirit off back then.
No.
Amen.
No.
They let the Spirit move, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. The preacher would prophesy to everybody in the church.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And then God filled her with the Holy Ghost, and she came home, amen, speaking in tongues, praise God, and shaking and split. Amen,
Glory.
From being filled with the Holy Ghost. And she got in the bed with me,
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And I had, Brother Ron, I was knocked out asleep. I was asleep. Oh, man, I was in fourth gear. I was getting down. And all of a sudden, the bed began to shake.
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
My God, I thought we were having an earthquake. This woman was over there praying beside me, shaking the bed, speaking in tongues.
Amen.
Sleep like the house was on fire. I said, Lord, what's going on? And I was over there, I prayed God at my wife. And she was over there in that bed, boy, and the Holy Spirit was on her. Amen.
Yeah.
And it must have jumped off on me, praise God. Amen. And not long after that. Amen. Not long after that, I gave my life to God.
Yeah.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. I gave my life to God, praise God. And that was in the fall, amen, of 1985, praise
yes.
God. And we've been serving the Lord ever since.
Been in
praise
around.
God.
Amen.
And we've been
Amen.
We have not just been going
Amen.
To church. We've been in the church. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We've been in the church. Amen. I got some bruises across my back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But I didn't give up on God.
Mm-mm.
I didn't throw in the I didn't throw in the towel, praise God.
Spiritual.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Let me get to this message because hallelujah. That's a message all in itself, praise
yeah.
the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The message tonight. Many members, one body,
yes.
coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. This is a message God given me some years ago, a revelation. Amen. And he said, preach it. Especially, praise God, preach it. And tell the church, praise God, that where there's unity, there is strength.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 12. And this is the Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthian church. Amen. For as the body is one,
mm-hmm.
I'm reading from the King James Version, and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many,
yeah.
are one body, so also is Christ.
Mm.
For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles,
mm-hmm.
whether we be bound or whether we are free,
yeah.
whether we are male or female, whether you're short or tall, whether you're skinny or fat, amen, we all been baptized into one body.
Yes.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. And have been made to drink into one spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Uh-huh. And there you notice in your word that the word spirit is capitalized.
Yes.
So it's talking about, amen, the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So it is by the Spirit of God that we are all baptized into one body, into
one body.
So here Paul is comparing the human
mm-hmm.
body,
mm-hmm.
amen, to the body of Christ.
Amen.
Just like the human body has many members,
yes.
mm-hmm.
amen, just like the human body has many parts, so
yeah.
also
yeah.
is the body of Christ.
Yeah.
The body
yeah.
of Christ is made up of many members.
Yes.
Many members.
Many members.
Mm-hmm.
Many members. We're
many
all,
members.
Anybody that is a baptized believer, amen, in Jesus, you are a part of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And it's
yeah.
the Holy Spirit
yeah.
that seals us until that day of redemption.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. So,
hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter what part you play, you're still a part of the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
For the body,
yes,
verse 14
yes.
says, is not one member, but many.
Many.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm.
Our body has a head. Our body has shoulders. It got arms
yes.
and legs
yes.
and feet. It got. We got, praise God. We got eyes. We got ears.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. All of those many different parts make up the human body so
yes.
that the human body can function the way that God has designed for it to function.
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes.
it's the same
uh-huh.
way in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Everybody in the body of Christ, praise God, has a part to play.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Freak, freak,
amen.
Freak.
Many of, look, if God had made you to be an eye, and I don't want to get in front of myself, amen. Be the best eye that you can be. If God had made you to be a
come
foot,
on.
Be the best that you can be. If God has
uh-huh.
made you to be a hand, I better read. I better read on through this. Amen. I better read on through this. Let me read on through this. And then, amen, let me read on through this. Verse 15 says, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not part of the body, is it therefore not part
hmm.
of the body? And if
well,
the ear shall say, because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body. Is it therefore not part of the body? And if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God has set every member, every one of them in the body as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now they are many members, yet one body. Amen. So I can go on now a little bit further. Amen. So God has designed us, praise God, in the body of Christ. Amen. And put us where he want us to be.
Yes, sir.
Everybody
yeah.
can't be a Miss
yeah.
Ideas.
That's right.
Amen.
Well.
Everybody can't be a Reverend Ron. Amen.
Mm. Amen.
No, no. Everybody can't be a Mother Miller. Amen.
Mm-mm.
Praise God. Everybody can't be a pastor, praise God. Amen.
Mm-mm.
God
mm-hmm.
put specific people in certain
praises so that
yes.
it can be a blessing, or they can be a blessing to the body of Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Come
Amen.
On.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our problem is we like to get out of our lane.
You better say that.
And amen. God doesn't made you to be an eye, but you trying to be a foot.
Yes, sir.
God done made you to be an ear, but you trying to be a mouth.
You better say that.
So
you're
out of place. You're out of place. Amen. So therefore the body can't function the way that God done designed it to function, because you are not what God has called you to be.
Amen.
Amen. You ever been out shopping, praise God, and went inside of a store, amen, and you doing some shopping, praise God, and the people inside the store is rude?
Yes, sir.
You go to check out, praise God. Amen. You go to check out, praise God, and they are rude to you? Amen. Mm-hmm. That person is out of place. That person is out of place.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because the first thing I'm going to say, I ain't never coming back to this store no more.
That's right.
Amen. Because of the way, or you can be out at a restaurant, or you can be anywhere. The right people has got to be in the right place in order for that business to function properly.
Amen.
You got the wrong people in place, praise God. Amen. That business, it probably suffer, or probably will go out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because you got somebody serving the people that he don't even know how to talk to the people.
Amen.
So also, it's the body of Christ. Amen. God, amen, has put us in place so that we can be a blessing, so that we can serve, praise the Lord.
Right.
The problem that they was having in the Corinthian church, praise God, was that everybody thought they was all of that in a bag of chips. Just because God has blessed them with a gift. Because if you would notice at the beginning of the chapter, at the beginning of chapter 12, it starts talking about spiritual gifts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, God has given us spiritual gifts in order for the body to function properly. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I gave some prophets, amen, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting, amen, of the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not for you to go off and be a renegade and do what you want to do.
You better say
no.
Yes.
Amen. We got too many renegades out here.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on, tell us. Tell us. Talk to us.
You got too many renegades.
Amen.
Just because God then gave them the ability to prophesize, praise God. Amen, praise God. There is a proper place for everything.
That's right. Feature.
Amen.
Amen. There's a proper place for everything.
Amen.
You can go out, in front of yourself, and you can mess around and mess things up.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
just because God has blessed you with a gift. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. And let me say this, praise God. Amen. You know, now don't nobody want to be an ordinary brother or an ordinary sister. Everybody got to have some kind of title beside their name.
That's the way
and if you don't call me by my title, amen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get upset with you, and I'm going to set you out and tell you about yourself because I'm the Apostle Big Head, praise God. I'm Apostle Big Head, and that's what you address me by, Apostle Big Head.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You telling the truth?
I have a hard time just living up to be Brother Beecham, less known Pastor Beecham.
Mm-hmm.
Because the level, praise God, what people don't realize, the greater the level, the greater the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
You be walking.
That's
amen.
Right.
Talking about you apostle this and you a prophet that. Amen. The devil had put people in place or put demons in place to fight apostles.
Yes,
the
sir.
Devil had put
demons
in place to fight prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And you go, amen, out and jump ahead of yourself. Amen. Let me tell you something. You might get pissed.
Mm-hmm.
You might get whooped, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Seven sons of Skepha, praise God.
That's right.
Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's
amen.
Right. That's
so,
right.
So, let me get back to this text, praise the Lord. Amen. So God has put everyone in place where he wants them to be. Inside of the church, God has anointed the pastor to be the pastor of the church.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And the pastor put people in place to where he thinks it would best, where they would best operate to make the body of Christ or the church better than what it is.
Yes.
Amen. So, praise God, if you're not leading the choir, don't get upset.
That's right.
Amen. Everybody is not a lead singer.
That's right.
Amen. I'm background. I don't have to lead no song. I'm background, and I'm good background.
Amen.
I don't have to be out front.
Amen.
So if God has not called you to be out front, amen, don't be trying to jump out there and you know you can't carry a tune in a bucket.
Amen.
Because there are some people that God has anointed as singers,
that's
as
right.
minstrels, as players, praise God. Amen. Amen. I had this person come to my church one time talking about they can play the organ. All they was looking at is for an offering. They were looking at an offering. Oh, I can play the piano.
Goodness.
I can play the piano. I messed around and put them over there on the piano. Praise God, I was ready to beat them up off of it.
In prayer, praise.
No, no.
Oh,
my wife's in prayer. No, I wasn't no in prayer. Amen. They sit up there and lied to me because they were looking for an offer.
Yes, sir. I'm sure they
were.
Come on.
I couldn't do nothing but shake my head. I said, Lord, have mercy. That taught me. Amen. Amen. I said, no. And now I got to try to find a way. I got to try to find a way now to tell them in a kind and loving way that, no, you're really not ready. You need to practice a little bit more without trying to hurt somebody's feelings.
That's right. That's
amen.
Right, you don't
because there's
out.
A way that you go about doing everything.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, you
amen.
You just can't go over to
and
calling
and
order. Screaming at them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I wouldn't want nobody to do me like that. Amen. And you know, we got to look at, you know, at other people, praise God, and we got to do things in a kind and loving way.
That's right.
We as being people of God, amen, we're not supposed to be mean. We're not supposed to be hateful. Amen.
Not supposed to.
But we're supposed to be kind.
That's right.
We're supposed to be loving, praise the Lord. Amen. So, verse 21. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body that seem to be more feeble are necessary.
Amen.
And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness, for our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh, that there should be no schism, no division in the body,
but
that the members should have the same care one for another. Amen. So the Apostle Paul felt a lot when he said that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's too much division in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Too much division in the body. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when Peter, amen, came to Jesus, and he was telling Jesus, we seen some people over there, amen, that was doing the same thing, amen, that we're doing. Should we go and rebuke them? Jesus said no. Amen. Don't go and rebuke them. Amen. If they're doing the same thing that we're doing. Amen. No. You want to be a blessing to them. You want to help them. because
right.
they're in the
Amen.
Body as well. Jesus said
right.
it like this. There are other sheep that I have which are not of this fold.
There
also I must bring.
Yes.
And there yeah. shall be one fold and one shepherd.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Because we all make up the body of Christ. Amen. Somebody might be doing it just, they might be doing it just a little different than what you're doing it. But if they're doing the same
uh-huh.
thing, amen. Amen. Don't talk about them.
Amen.
There's a lot of things in the body of Christ that we don't understand.
That's right. No,
there's a lot
amen.
Of things that is a mystery to us. That's why yeah. I love the Apostle Paul, because the Apostle Paul broke a lot of things down that we didn't understand.
That's
praise
right.
God. He said, amen, that we shall not all sleep. But we're going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. Well, so
yeah.
what, is,
yes.
what is Paul saying? Amen. That we're living this life right now. Amen. And when
yeah.
we leave this earth, amen, if you're in Jesus, you're going to keep on living. You're not going to die.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So you're going to take, your body is going to be changed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go from mortal to immortal.
Immortality.
Immortal. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Some
mm-hmm.
of us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're not gonna. We'll die from this world right here, but we're
yeah.
not gonna
mm.
die. Amen. And go to
no.
hell. Praise God. Amen.
No.
We're going to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of things he broke down. That's why I love the Apostle Paul. Amen.
Yeah.
Because he broke a lot of things that broke it down where we would
yeah.
not all ordinarily understand.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
So,
right.
So,
amen.
So getting back to this text. Amen. He talks about, amen, praise God, that there are some parts of the body that are feeble, praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There are some parts of the body, praise God, amen, we bestow more honor on than others, praise
uh-huh.
God. Amen.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, Jesus said, if your eye offend you, he said, pluck it out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Pluck it out.
Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can go to heaven, amen, you can make it there. With one eye.
Yes,
he
yes.
said, if your hand, amen, you can't stop from stealing, and you can't stop from putting your
mm-hmm.
hand on stuff that don't belong, you cut your hand off. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Because we can make it. Amen, praise God. We can make it with one hand.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
because
yes.
we're going to have a glorified body. We're not, amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Amen. Flesh and blood shall not make it into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. But
mm-hmm.
it didn't say flesh and bones. Amen. He's a flesh and bones. Hallelujah. We're going to have a glorified
uh-oh.
Body. Jesus had when he went up on the mount, praise God, and he was transfigured before the disciples, praise
mm-hmm.
God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. The type of body that we're going to have. Amen. Let me get back to this thing. Verse 21.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
It talks about,
amen.
Ah, Yaba. Shay, hey, Kololo Bosha. It talks about,
amen.
Amen, praise God, amen, that those members, verse 23, of the body that we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow
more
abundant honor. Amen,
yeah.
praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Amen.
Because, you know, it's amen, it's the part, I'm trying to say, it's the part that we don't
mm-hmm.
see that's more important
mm-hmm.
than the parts that we do see.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on.
We do see. Amen. I'm talking about your heart. I'm talking
yeah.
about your lungs.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your
yeah.
Amen. Those are the more important parts of the body. Amen. And on
yeah.
those parts, we should store more abundant honor, praise God, because you can't live without a heart.
You can't live without a heart.
Mm-hmm.
You might have an ear.
Amen.
Missing. Amen. That's right. But you can live without an ear. But you can't live without
yeah.
a lung,
yeah.
without your lungs. You can't live without kidneys,
amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, and praise God. Amen. So those are the parts that we should bestow more abundant honor, praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I might have a leg missing, but that's all right. Amen. That's all right.
That's all right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make it without my kidneys, though. I need my kidneys. I need my kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
At least
yeah.
one of them.
Yeah. Amen. I need at least one. But if you ain't got one,
mm-hmm.
praise God, you ain't going to make it. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. So what I'm saying tonight,
amen.
Amen. I'm saying tonight, and I'm saying right now, who's the heart of the ministry? You know, the heart pumps blood. The heart pumps blood through your body. Amen.
Yeah.
Who's pumping blood through the ministry?
Oh,
amen.
Lord.
Who pumping life blood through the ministry?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Mm. We like the singing. We like to be out front. We like the ones, praise God, that can speak, praise God, and that are great orators, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. But who's cleaning up the church?
Yes, yes.
Who's the janitor of the church?
Well, come on.
Glory.
Who's praying?
Yes.
And making sure, praise God, that the ministry stay afloat,
yes,
praise the
glory,
Lord.
Glory. Yes.
Now, you could call a singing. Amen. You can call a singing and tell everybody that Kirk Franklin is gonna be at the church. Amen. This coming weekend. Amen. And Kirk bringing everybody. Tamla, he bringing Tamla. He bringing Brown. The man. Yeah. He's bringing everybody. Leandra, praise God. You won't be able to find parking of the church within 3 to 5 blocks.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. But you call a prayer meeting. You got to almost put out a search warrant to find people. Come on.
Amen.
Amen. That's another message. I ain't going to go into that. Amen. That's a totally different message. We don't really understand how
important
prayer is.
Yes.
Amen. To the body of Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. The Bible said that man ought to always pray and not faint. Why?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But why? Amen. Because, amen, God has given man the authority to rule the earth.
Yes.
He has given man the dominion. Amen. The only way, praise God, that something happens on the earth is that God has got to have a man or a woman. Amen. He got to have a man or a woman.
Amen.
Yes.
That's the only reason of God has given. Amen. God has given man authority.
Glory.
To rule the earth. He's given man the dominion to rule the earth.
Glory.
And he's got to have a man, praise God, to make things happen, to pray, to make things happen on the earth.
Hey, glory. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You,
and if look, angels, angels cannot rule what's on the earth. Amen, praise God. Demons, that's why they try to find a human being. Amen. That's why they try to get into a human, praise God, so that they can manifest themselves on the earth. They got to have a man because God has given man the authority. That's a different message. I have to come back and preach that one. Amen. But I'm talking about we being many members of one body.
One body.
Amen. And when you have the body, amen, not functioning the way, for an example, if a person have a stroke, amen, and they're not able to use the left side of their body, then that means that the right side of their body has got to work extra hard to compensate for the left side of the body that's not able, praise God, to work the way that it's supposed to work. Amen. Amen. So with that being said, praise God, that's why God needs everybody in place.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody in place so that the body can function the way that he has designed for it to function. It's the same way in the body of Christ. Anytime you have the church, praise God, cutting up and acting up, and not functioning the way that it is supposed to function, then that means, praise God, some people that's supposed to be in that church or belong to that church is not going to be able to come to that church because you got some folks up in there acting a fool.
Oh, wow.
Clowning, cutting up. Amen. And you got people being affected.
Yes.
It may not seem like it to us. Amen. But God is not pleased with that.
No.
He's not pleased with that.
Things in order.
Amen. So, amen, he set things in order the way that he wanted to run. Praise God. Amen. He set things in order.
the way that he wanted
mm-hmm.
to run.
Mm-hmm.
It was something
yes.
else, praise God, the Spirit had given me, praise the Lord, because now there's so many people mm-hmm. talking about God has not called women to minister. Why come he hasn't?
Why come he hasn't?
Amen.
Amen.
Then why come?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said in the last day, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh.
All flesh.
On all flesh. On the woman flesh.
Yes.
That's right.
He said, the sons and daughters shall prophesy.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
What do I look like? Amen. What do I look like? Amen. I want to say, I almost said Pastor Inez. What do I look like? Amen.
Not yet.
Trying to tell George Myers God ain't called her to preach.
Amen.
This woman, mm-hmm. I can barely get 25 in my church, amen, to be faithful, and this woman is packing out arenas. But
yeah.
God, I say arenas. I say arenas.
Mm-hmm.
Arenas,
this woman
yeah.
is packing out arenas. 22,
mm-hmm.
23. 40,000 people coming at one time.
Amen.
Yeah.
But God ain't, I need to tell her, God ain't called her to pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Amen. All God needs is a body.
That's right.
That's all. That's
God
all.
Needs is
amen.
Sold outside.
Mm. Amen.
Amen.
God needs a body. That's all God needs.
Glory.
It's a body.
Amen. So we're running around teaching and preaching stuff, praise God. And we don't know what we're talking about.
Amen.
And the thing about it, we do it in pride, and we think it's cute, not knowing that we're going to give an answer. And then have the nerve to say, show me in the Bible. Show me in the Bible.
When they look at it in the
well,
Bible.
I show kids, show you, because
I
Anna was
mm-hmm.
a prophetess.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen. Anna was a prophetess.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And she lived inside of the church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after her husband died.
Yeah.
And God told her, you will not see death until you see the Christ.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
It's all through the Bible. But we want you only see what you're looking for.
Yes, sir. You better say that.
Mm-hmm. And there are some things God cover our eyes because we ain't ready. We ain't ready for it.
Amen.
We ain't ready for it. Amen. Amen. You got to. Amen. A woman, God called women in the Bible to prophesy. Amen. What's a prophet, a preacher?
But wait there.
Amen. Somebody that declares the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, amen. Everybody, God didn't call into the same office. But everybody can be prophet.
That's right.
Everybody
can do something.
That's right.
Everybody can do something in the body of Christ. And just because God have not called you to be an eye, amen, be the best. If he called you to be a finger, even a little finger, it may seem like it's insignificant, but you need your little finger.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
If it's nothing more, praise God, to scratch the inside of your ear, you need your little finger.
Mm.
You need your little toe. It's your foot in your body.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. So even if you don't think that your job is significant, amen, to God it is significant.
Yes.
You are somebody in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
And your gift is needed inside of the body.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, praise God, there's plenty of work to do in the body.
Plenty.
Amen.
Plenty.
Plenty to do.
Plenty.
It's plenty to do. It's a lot of work spread around.
Amen.
Amen. Uh-huh. Praise God. Amen. If you, it's not hard to find a job if you want to work.
That's
if you
want to
work.
That's right.
If they can't find no job, it's somebody that don't want
They don't want to work.
Amen.
They don't work.
Mm-hmm. Amen. But if you don't want to work, you ain't trying to find no job.
No.
And you ain't going to find them.
And you ain't going
to.
Praise the Lord. I'm finished.
Amen.
Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you for your, love, dear Lord.
Glory.
Yes,
we thank you for this platform, Lord. I thank you for allowing
thank
me
you.
To speak on tonight, to express myself. Lord, I give you all the glory.
Thank
I give you all the praise.
Lord,
you said your word would not go out void, but it will accomplish everything that you set it out to do. So, Lord, I just thank you tonight. I thank you for, amen, being on this platform on tonight. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in our lives, hey, Lord, and in the lives of these listeners, dear Lord. Lord, hallelujah, I pray now, oh God, that you would touch those that are sick, those that may be going through, oh God. Lord, you are restored. Lord, hallelujah. Lead us beside the still water. Lord, lead us in the green pasture. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. For preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Even though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's just a shadow. Lord, I thank you and I give you praise and I give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
Your rod, your staff, they comfort us, oh God. Lord, we just give you praise on tonight. And we thank you, oh God, for being God. You're God all by yourself. And we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're blessing, oh God. We thank you for how you are delivering. We thank you, Lord, for how you are saving. Lord, we ask that you would touch tonight and draw those, oh God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sin. Lord, we asking you tonight that you would draw. For no man come to you except you draw them, oh Lord. And we're asking you to draw tonight. Draw our unsaved loved ones, oh
God.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that sinner man, that sinner woman, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would draw them tonight.
Draw
oh, God,
them.
Touch their
draw,
heart,
draw.
Touch their mind. Give them a repentant spirit
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, and let them come to you, oh, God. There's room at the cross, and we just thank you, Lord, for dying for our sins.
Thank
we thank you, Lord,
thank
for your redemptive work on the
Hallelujah.
Cross. We thank you, oh, God, for how you are blessing. We thank you, Lord, for how you are keeping us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for how you're sustaining
thank
us.
You,
we thank you for how you're providing for us.
Yes,
Lord, keep
yes.
us covered under your blood.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
we want
Jesus.
You to know we love you tonight.
Yes,
we give
God.
You the glory. We give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
hallelujah.
You know what? You know, that's the That was a word from heaven. It was a word from God. And this is what we do.
Amen.
We do this right here. Mm-hmm. We give hand praise. Amen. And for those of you out there who are like prayer online and want to receive Christ as your personal Savior, you can call in. I'm going to play this song. A Sinner's Prayer at, you can call in 845-241-9985. Let me say it a little bit slower for those of you who wasn't listening fast enough. 845-241-9985. And then after that, we'll have Reverend Ron do the invitation to Christian discipleship. This is
Patrick
Haddon.
Thank you, Lord.
A Sinner's Prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Have prayer just like Rick said, or should I say Pastor said, it's always good to have, maybe, let me see if I can get this off.
Thank you, Lord.
There we go.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
A sinner's prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, everybody has a prayer.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Y'all the one. to the church, y'all, on a Sunday morning. Stood outside contemplating whether I should walk through the door. But see, a lot of folks know me from way back when. People holding me to on those past sins. But I know all have sinned and come short of His glory. Yeah. I'm just glad I'm still here to tell my story.
Not a part of the body of Christ.
Jesus.
Wherever you are, it's time to turn around. You've heard the word, and you can be affected and important in the body of Christ. All you got to do is accept Him tonight. The word has been given. God has laid the word out to let us know that all of us are important, and all of us can play a part in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And there is something for you to do,
Lord.
You just got to turn around. The way that you're headed without God, there's no out.
You
don't want to get caught. You don't want to get caught. Or you don't want the Lord to call you, and you're not prepared.
Oh.
You don't want to be walking around and thinking you are in a safe place, and you're not. So
yeah.
Come on to Jesus tonight. Wherever you are, doesn't matter what you've done and Doesn't matter about the past or none of that. Because the Bible says if you come to Jesus, then your past is done away with. You become a new creature, a new creature. And if you want to make it to the top, when you come to the altar and give your life to God, you've made it to the top already. Now you just going to be used by God. And I promise you, if you make this decision and become a part of the body of Christ, your life take on a new meaning.
Amen.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, wherever you
Amen.
Are, come on, come on, come on. And if you have backslid because of COVID, if you have backslid because of your hidden sins that you don't want to talk about, come on to Jesus tonight. He said he's married to the backslider.
Amen, amen.
And for you that have not known him at all, it's certainly time for you to come into God. Well,
amen.
Said, well, what I got to do? Well, to be a part of the body of Christ and the kingdom of God, you must repent and be born again.
Amen.
Now, what do you need to repent of? All you got to do is repent for the wrongs that you've done to yourself and others. And then accept Jesus. Accept him as Lord and Savior over your life. And then when you accept him, let him be Lord over your life.
Amen.
Relinquish your rights. Because remember now, you're a new creature. You don't need to run up in here with your old characteristics. Because you're a new creature. Because you got to learn the new things of the body of Christ that you haven't been practicing.
Yes.
So if you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior over your life, and if you believe that God raised him from the dead, and believe that he is the only begotten Son of God, then the Bible says you shall be saved. Now it's important for you to find a body of Christ wherever you are and become a part of that service. Become a part of service, church for service. Church for service. There is room for you, as Pastor Beacon has told you tonight. It's something you can do. It's something God wants you to do. That's why you're listening tonight. And that's why you heard what you heard. Because some of you out there, you say you would come, but you don't know where you fit in. Well, come on to Jesus and let him place you in his body where he wants you to be. Now, everybody's important. Everybody's important. Everybody's important. Feet can't stay to the eye. I don't need to. Because the feet need to carry the eye. So now tonight, it's your night. This is the perfect night for you. This is the perfect night for you to make a decision that's going to affect you for the rest of your life. Now, you don't want God looking for you. You want to come to him. You don't want him looking for you like he was looking for Adam and Eve when they fell in the garden. You don't want him looking for you. You want to be reaching out to him and make him happy. But you'll have to be born again to understand what I'm saying to you. So, you got an opportunity tonight. You've heard the word. There is room for you in the body of Christ. You're necessary in the body of Christ. You're tired. I know you are. You're tired of the pain. You're tired of the bad experiences. You're tired of the letdowns and the disappointments. You're tired. It's clear.
Yeah.
It's clear. God knows the shake in. It's clear. So come on and bring your tattered garments and let God give you a robe of pure white. Come on. The windows of heaven is open. The fire of the Lord is falling down. All you got to do is come. Come and take manna from on high. Come on. Come on. Jesus is waiting on you. And behold, he said, I'm standing at the door and knock. When you hear the word like you heard tonight, when you hear me doing all the call and the others that have prayed and scriptures and so forth, that's him knocking. That's him knocking at the door of your heart. Don't be rebellious. Don't be a transgressor. But come on this way. Don't back up from God now, because he's going to have to look for you. Jesus done already done it for all of us. God shouldn't have to be looking for you now. You shouldn't be hiding from God. You should be coming to us, praise him and worshiping him for being God all by himself. So now, door's open. Door's open. There's room. And there's a work for you to do. There's a work for you to do. Now, don't wait too late, because we're running out of time. We're running out of time. Pastor Paul says, the end of all things is near. So don't play and stay outside of the body and the body be taken away and you're not a part of it. Because Jesus comes to get his bride, because he want to marry the bride and he want to have a wedding and he want to have a reception and all this. Y'all messing up if you're outside the body of Christ. Come on. God bless you on tonight. The door is open. There's always room. Wherever you are, whatever it is, when your heart really gets full and your mind is running over, come on. Come on. Be a part of the body of Christ. There is room. Call in later. Call in now. Call in tomorrow. And then if you're by yourself, just confess to Christ. He won't turn you away. No matter what you've done, he won't turn you away. God bless you on tonight. Back in the hands of the sacraments.
Amen. Again. Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you for those of you out there. Does anybody have any announcements? I'd like to open up the floor for announcements. If anybody has any announcements.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I know Pastor Betty's out there. She's in the middle of doing something. And hopefully they had a good turnout yesterday for their Feed the Soul and Feed the Soul Day. As they say.
Yeah.
So hopefully that they were out there and were able to feed souls. And you go ahead, Pastor Betty.
I was just going to say, I do thank you all for making mention of that. I also thank all of those who came out and joined us in this labor of love that was demonstrated on yesterday here in the city of Little Rock, downtown Little Rock, at the Compassion Center, which is right off of Roosevelt and Asher Avenue. We have the privilege and the pleasure of serving some over 250 or so, and it just seems like they just kept coming. And so we thank God that, you know, we prepare for the masses, but the masses are getting greater. They're getting greater. And so we thank God for those who came and partook of the meals, of the clothing, of the food. And we certainly thank God for those who donated those items.
Amen.
Pictures with you because we are a 501c3 organization, so anything that's donated anything that's donated is tax deductible. You can write it off your taxes, whether you're in business or whether you donate personally. It doesn't matter. Nothing is too small. We are always in need of clothing. We're always in need of shoeing, hygiene packages for both female and male. And then, of course, if you can imagine feeding 250 plus the amount of food that it takes. And we don't just feed them anything. You know, like yesterday they got to enjoy, some of them were so excited they got to enjoy their down-home meal, which was cornbread rolls. Well, cornbread and brown beans with ham hocks in it. You know, others got to enjoy the plain meals that they like, which is, you know, it was more of a Creole baked chicken with green beans and corn And then they were served up with sweet tea, and we all love sweet tea. And then they were allowed to stop. Mm-hmm. They were allowed to stop and partake of anything that they felt that they needed on them. And we had an opportunity to talk with them, pray with them, minister with them. Yeah. And it wasn't that we pushed ourselves. You know, they came to us because there's that no greater display of love have we ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thank God that he placed us in that role to even, he would even think of us to place us in that role to be the one who is doing this. So all glory to God for all that was done on yesterday. But I can tell you, the angels in heaven were rejoicing because many of them gave their life to Christ. And we were so elated about that. And that's what it's all about. That's
what
it's
about. Amen.
So we'll continue to do this even every month. Since I'm hearing we have another person in the Little Rock area, I'm going to be looking for him. I don't know how much work you all do. We are a ministry that doesn't necessarily ride on building up membership. We're more of a discipleship organization that goes out and make more disciples. And they go out and work in the vineyard, and they go a different way and work in the vineyard. But nevertheless, you know, we all can agree that the harvest is plenteous, but the labor is how we accomplish the greater work. This is how we accomplish the greater work that Jesus made mention of. They're not inside the walls. They're outside
the walls.
Amen.
95% of the time. And so thank you all for letting me talk about that. I do appreciate you all for listening to me.
You are
God
welcome.
Amen.
I can't wait till the trucks come in and start rolling in and you will have
that,
you know, room enough to
receive.
Amen.
Well, for my announcement, do you have any announcements, Reverend Ron?
I have one more. I didn't hear you.
Okay.
In there.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I just announced that I received my book. And thank you so much for it. I've been reading all the stories, and I've even read yours. And back and forth. A lot of similarities between us. You wouldn't believe it. Oh my gosh, you'd be amazed. So we're gonna have to talk off the radio regarding this. I just wanted to acknowledge receipt of my book. Amen. Great
thank
book.
You, thank you. Take a picture and send it to me. Take a picture of you and the book and send it to me. But the book is not only for women, but it is for men also. It's called She Said Yes to Herself Unapologetically. So it'd be a nice gift for a lady, a woman, a female, and it's a good book to read for men. A friend of mine called me and we talked about it. He says, if men would just listen to what a woman is saying, you know, not just hear what she's saying, but listen to what she's saying, things would be a lot better. And I was shocked that he even said that. It's like, hey, you know. So, you know, it was good. It was good that he said that, you know. It was good that he said that. But we need to listen to each other, not just man to woman or woman to man, but we need to listen to each other so that we can communicate, you know, and get on the right track. And I know the Beechams didn't last 39 years for her, you know, pointing her finger at him and having it in his face. So they had a lot of, communicating and, you know, a lot of give and take and, you know, love and so on and so forth. So congratulations on your 39th anniversary. You said around Valentine's Day, correct?
Yes, ma'am. It's a week before Valentine's Day.
Amen. So congratulations because, hey, some people don't even make it a week or 39 days. And then I'm on divorce. They at each other. It's like, I don't even know why I did this. I don't know what I was thinking. I must have been drunk. I don't know. You had me under some spell or something like that. But, you know, It's a lot of give and take on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
They were married for 50-plus years, 56, oh, quite a while, 50-some years before the passing of them. But and they gave a lot. They you know, took a lot. And, you know,
yeah.
And, hey, but it works out. You know, you stay together because you want to, not because you have to, but because you want to.
Amen.
And some people stay together because they have to, but, you know, as long as you got Christ in your life and can depend on him, you can do so much more. You can do so much more.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you. Thank you for those words. And I look forward to hearing from woman of God, Loretta. I don't know if she's a minister, pastor, or apostle, but I'm going to say woman of God, Miss Loretta. So I look forward to hearing from her. And if she's there and wants to speak, she's more than welcome to say something as well. So if she's in the vicinity here.
You want to say something, dear?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm just thanking the Lord and praising God and enjoying everything.
Amen.
Enjoying you all. Let's have a life
here.
Just enjoying the Lord. Just living for the Lord. I'm determined.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To go all the way with God.
Amen.
Thank you all for this opportunity. I
look
forward to being fellowshipping with you guys. And again, amen. And I thank God for the audience that was here. And may God continue to change things around for everyone's good.
Because
it's all about staying in the will and in the presence of the Lord.
Amen. And
whatever we need for God to do, he is right there to do it just for us. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. So my announcements are, I'd like to wish everybody whose birthday was either today, yesterday, the day before, or coming up soon, I'd like to wish them a happy birthday and happy anniversaries and, you know, a happy adoption day, whatever the day is and whatever the occasion is, let it be happy. And let me see. It's coming up on the first Sunday, and you just heard Pastor Betty speak. So she speaks on the first Sunday, which will be March 3rd. But before we get there, we have this Tuesday and Thursday. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about. I might do Black History on Tuesday. I'm not sure, or Thursday, the last day. But shoot, we are, what do you say, Black 365, 24/7, 366. So, hey, we need to talk about it every day, all day. So
every
we'll probably
day.
Talk about Black business every day, all day, yes. And probably talk about Black businesses and things like that. And we're just going to talk. So let's talk about it on that day. And then June 21st or the 24th is World Vitiligo Day. And they have their conference in Indianapolis, Indiana. So mark your calendars and get your tickets early and your hotels early because, you know, prices are going up. Airfare is going up. Taking your bags are going up. So no matter what you do, it's all going up. So if you start now, and it's locked in, they can't go up. So, you know, so just be prepared to, you know, do what you need to do if you plan on going to the World Vitiligo Day in Indianapolis, June 21st to the 24th. And Reverend Ron is coming up on, I'm going to say, receiving an Oscar is what I want to say. March the 10th, the documentary that he is in, The Barber of Little Rock, is up for an Oscar for the best short documentary. So we're going to give it up to God because they say yes, you know.
Yeah.
And the winner is The Barber of Little Rock. Yay! Clap, 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 clap.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yes. So praise be to God. If, you know, when that happens, not if it happens, but when that happens. So we're going to be front and center. They're watching the Oscars on March the 10th when the envelope is open for the Little for the Barber of Little Rock. I want to keep on saying the Little Barber of Little Rock, but it's the Barber of Little Rock. And if you have not seen it, please go out there. Yes, please go out there. It's on YouTube, and you can either go under the New Yorker, or if you just type in the Barber of Little Rock, it also comes up. So for those of you who would like to see it, like to watch it, it's only less than 35 minutes, 34 minutes and some change. So it's worthwhile looking and watching it. And all the things that are done in Little Rock would be nice to be done around the world. But let's start little and then work up to the big stuff. So that's what we got with that. Amen. And Eagle Saint Outreach Ministry International, they have a daily Bible study in the mornings for 3 a.m. Pacific and 6 a.m. Eastern. So they study the Bible and have been throughout the, starting at the beginning of the year, and we'll be going throughout the rest of the year. And if you'd like to join that time in the morning, the conference line is 605-472-5587. I'll say it again. And you can always replay this episode, but it's 605-472-5587, and the PIN is 931-403-POUND. That's 931-403-POUND. And they have young people who get up that early and study the Bible along with them. So, hey, if the young folks can get up, we can get up. So, hey.
Yes.
So, anyway.
Yes.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
So if you want to sow a seed, thank you. If you want to sow a seed to keep us the radio on the air, you can donate to Cash App, $ANASEVALCOUR, or to Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or as I always say, if you know my cell or my tell, you can always send it to Zelle. So I thank those of you out there who do sow a seed to me so that we can keep this on the air, because, hey, it all takes something to keep something going. So I appreciate each and every one of you. And I want to give Pastor Carl Beecham from the Praise Temple Ministries of Little Rock another round of applause for,
Amen.
For his
Amen.
Word today.
Amen.
Many
Amen.
Members,
Lord.
One body,
Amen.
1 Corinthians
Amen.
12:12-28. Mm-hmm. So if you all out there, let's give them the old round of applause, hand praise. If the,
mm-hmm.
if the technology wants to add that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Beecham, so much for that.
God bless you.
And
thank
if you haven't.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor.
Amen. If you have a topic you'd like to discuss on Let's Talk About It, you can always email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. Or if you want to give your life to Christ and want one of the pastors or ministers or apostles or someone to reach out to you, you can always send an email to that as well, letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and I will share your information with whomever you'd like to have contact you. And again, thank you for joining in the Let's Do a Radio congregation. And if you got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Miss Inez Says, Let's Talk About It, and every other Wednesday for Bible study. So if you want to see or listen to this episode, you can always go back at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. And you can hear this message again and hear this whole service again at your leisure. And if you want somebody to hear it, you know, send it to them as well. And I just appreciate each and every one of you for joining us this Sunday evening, the fourth Sunday of February. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer and hostess of Let's Do It Radio. And the thought of the week is, if you don't change, we don't grow. If we don't grow, we aren't truly living. Amen. Let me say that one more again. Yeah, I said one more again. If you don't change, we don't grow. And if we don't grow, we aren't truly living. It's back in Pastor Beecham's hands for benediction and prayer and closing song. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
just want to say thank you again for having me on.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoyed and really have enjoyed myself on tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
Amen.
For the invite. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the invite. I got to get with Brother Ron. Amen. My wife was talking about he need to come over and run a couple of nights revival to the church. So I'm going to be getting with you.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to be getting with you. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
see what date you have open. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Father, we want to thank you once again for being so good to us, so merciful, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, oh God, for the word on tonight. Thank you for each and every one on the broadcast, everybody on the line. Lord, we pray that all is well. Lord, we thank you for your healing virtue, oh God.
Yes.
We thank you for delivering and setting free. We thank you, oh God, even for the working of miracles on tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know us. You made us in your likeness, in your image. So, God, we just give you praise and give you glory for what you're doing in our lives on tonight. And I thank you, Lord, for this time. I thank you for this opportunity, this platform, oh God, that
you
will continue to bless, continue to strengthen, oh God. Amen. Sister Inez, oh God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And whatever endeavor, oh God, that she put her hands to do, Lord, that you will bless in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. As we dismiss, oh God, from oh God, off the radio, but not from your presence. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
In
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. One more year.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
have this show. Will the grace and blessings of the Lord be upon each and every one of you as you grow throughout the week. Love each other, love on each other, stay in God's word, and until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord be with you. In Jesus' name, thank you.